You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Hey, I saw you making your move over there.
No, I did not make my move over there. Yeah, I'll tell you why I didn't make my move over there.
You were cack-blocked by me?
Yep, 100%.
No!
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like 3 times.
As far as I know, they've had sex 4 times and it resulted in 4 children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poder.
My mother is a sex expert, a cougar, and the world's oldest living millennial.
And a pillow princess.
And a pillow princess, which I don't know why you're proud of that, but
I'm proud of it. And my son, he's a stand-up comic, a mime, a general all-around good egg, and he's a Buddhist clown.
Together we chat about sex twice a week, once on Mondays, once on Thursdays. Mondays we
Are you having problems?
I'm having issues. Mondays we do the Monday morning after show where we get to answer your questions and comments that you can leave us at Yes Text Mom. That's our number. The reason I'm getting all tongue-tied is that today we're actually trying out something new. We are going live on CastBox, which means that you can call in with your questions and we will answer in real time and hope we get some good juice out of that.
Or you can just write a question in, but I can't see it because you won't let me see it.
No, you have been completely
banned
from the CastBox chat room because you get completely distracted.
I'm very ADD.
And I knew immediately that this was going to happen too.
I got all into it.
You could not keep one conversation going.
All right. Well,
at this point, I'm stuttering. I recognize that. But
you're stuttering. I'm fine.
You could not keep one. You could barely keep a conversation going just when it's the two of us.
That's true.
So we're very, very excited to go live. And you know, mother, why do we talk about sex?
Well, I like to talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about the reason I like to talk about sex so much is because I want to shock jack people.
What does that mean?
I just think it's like I hate talking about bullshit all the time. And I don't want to talk about politics. I don't want to talk about, you know, the weather. I don't want to talk about people's grandkids.
You want to talk about the juice.
I want to get deep. I want to talk about something fun, exciting. I skip the small talk.
Yeah, so we go right to the sex talk.
So that's why I do it. Why do you do it?
I do it because I have nothing better to do with my time. I am pretty much an unemployed clown, and what better way to spend my days than to talk about sex with my mother?
That's right.
No,
today
I do it because
is
I think
no exception.
I do think it's very important to open the conversation on things that we don't typically talk about.
Like Quaaludes.
Like Quaaludes, if you'd like.
You know, yeah. I want to say something, and it goes along with what I want to discuss later on in the show, but it was a great way to meet people. What Quaaludes do is it gives you that exact uninhibited feeling that you get from drinking without all the side effects. So, like, you'll walk up to someone that you really met a few times and you just start making out with them.
Well, this brings us to the topic that we're going to be discussing today.
Shack Jack?
No. What? The topic of discussion is not Shack Jack. It is... How do you approach a stranger?
Right.
You know?
Attractive stranger.
Yeah.
Or someone who you're interested in.
Yeah. Before we get into that, I want to say thank you to all the people that left us reviews and ratings on iTunes.
That. Yeah. You know what? It makes me feel so good.
It's extremely...
I just saw a beautiful one on Facebook.
And I want to read one.
You read one, and I'm going to tell you about the one I saw on Facebook.
Okay, this one says, stupid funny, 5 stars.
Oh, that doesn't sound good. Stupid funny?
What yeah, like,
that?
Oh my God, this is stupid funny. Like, how is this funny? You know? Okay. Don't bother with the Facebook one. I can already see this.
No,
you're getting all tangled up in cords over here. Just focus on one thing.
I like the Facebook one.
Oh my God. All right, I'll read the rest of this. It says, this podcast is pure joy.
Oh.
I find myself spitting out my tea with belly laughs. Never stop. How sweet is that?
Pure joy.
Did you listen to any of it or are you signing on to Facebook right now?
Pure
Jesus fucking Christ. Bat Mom, I really appreciate that wonderful review.
Bat Mom?
Yes.
Oh, I've definitely heard that name before.
Okay.
She has written in.
She's a sweetheart. And
yeah,
thank you to everyone else who sent in your ratings and reviews. Even if you don't listen on iTunes, it really helps us out if you go there and give us a rating and review. It helps us SEO. Also, thank you to all those listening on CastBox and sending us your applause.
I'm taking a quick gander. I have to look.
And subscribing to us.
Oh, my God. We have a lot of people on right now.
Yeah, this is very, very exciting. We're very excited to have you here. If you have any sex or relationship questions, feel free to call in. Don't be a little, you know,
dick boy,
like a pervy dick boy, and give us the equivalent of like a dick pic through audio. We don't want to hear that shit.
I know. I hate that.
But we will answer sex and relationship questions, and keep typing in and we'll be reading some of your responses.
Yes. So anyway.
Okay.
So, I can't find the Facebook review, but it was very lovely.
I'm so happy that you decided to waste all that time.
I would like to talk about Patreon though.
Okay.
So Patreon is a page where you can support us and where you get bonus content that's usually, I don't want to say better than the podcast, but juicier than the podcast. So yeah. It's patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
And I want to let you know that we're getting some hostility about us doing advertisements and no actual content. So let's jump on into the actual,
right now.
We're getting comments like that.
Well, I want to thank the patron that just joined.
Okay. Thank you very much to our wonderful patron, Leah.
Thank you. That's all I have to say. Okay. So for those of you who are ADD like me and can't wait, let's just lay it on them then.
All right. Let's jump into what occurred last night.
I know.
You have a barbecue at your place. Okay.
Yeah.
And
I live in a communal property.
And so you're having a barbecue, invited me along. There happened to be four beautiful women that walk in towards the end.
I have to say that was one of them in particular was like a knockout.
Stunning, right?
Absolutely stunning. I saw you making your move over there.
No, I did not make my move over there. Yeah, I'll tell you why I didn't make my move over there.
You were cock-blocked by me?
Yep, 100%.
No.
Why the fuck is my mother? So you see me. This is what I don't understand. The four beautiful women go towards the hot tub. Okay, I start walking towards there, and your drunk ass comes bumbling up to me.
I was drunk.
And you're like, oh, you're going to go in the hot tub? I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking about going in the hot tub. Next thing you know, you're getting in the hot tub too.
No, I just put my feet in.
Why? Even worse. It was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to join the party. I want to join while Cam starts to hit on these women.
Why didn't you give me a signal?
What was the signal? Mom, I'm trying to hit on these women. Get the fuck out of here.
Yes.
I was not going to do that. But here's what ends up happening. The script gets flipped because there was another guy. There are another two guys in the hot tub who were trying to hit on these four women. The four women were not having it with the guys. So what did they do? They go to the only other woman in the hot tub and start hitting on her. So you start getting hit on by these 20-year-old dudes.
They were like in their 30s.
Oh, come on. That guy looked younger than I did.
So you're upset because instead of going for the women, you are watching out and trying to defend me against these predators?
I got so distracted from the actual women. I started listening to this conversation. You were just eating it up. You're drinking in all this fucking, these guys hitting on you.
I take no responsibility. I was in my own little world and you were not part of it.
Your own little world, which is like a 3x3 hot tub.
I was not in the hot tub. I was sitting at a jar.
You're dangling your legs in the hot tub.
But I was talking to two people that had nothing to do with you. Two men.
Everyone was listening to your conversation because they were clearly hitting on you.
They're nosy.
They were nosy. You love that shit. Anyway, so I was very, I was clearly put off by the whole situation, but I realized that these guys were actually doing quite a good job at hitting on you.
You were watching.
And I was like trying to take tips from them
at the same time.
Apply it to the situation I have in hand.
They were interested in a podcast.
They were interested. So then once you mentioned the podcast, everyone started getting involved.
Yeah. Then it became a communal topic and you could have absolutely gone after because then the girls moved by me. They wanted to talk to me at that point.
Yeah. Well, so Mr. Bean says, by the way, getting naked in the tub is sweet.
Well,
I just wanted to let you know.
Not naked. You might have been.
I was not. What do you mean you might have been? You saw me fully fucking clothed.
I had already been all day long in the hot tub. So I was like just.
There was no reason for you to be in the goddamn hot tub.
I don't know. I just thought you wanted to come over and talk to me instead of playing in a pool with the kids.
No, I was. All right. Anyway, let's open this up to the discussion, which is, first of all, did you enjoy getting hit on by these men?
I actually didn't think they were hitting at me.
What?
I was clueless about. I wasn't realizing. They were good, obviously, because I wasn't really. I thought they were just talking about Chicago.
No.
They were telling me that they were from Chicago, and I was talking to them about
Chicago.
They're
complimenting you on how you looked.
I didn't remember any of that.
Oh, I remembered that. And then when you said, this is my son, and I have a podcast
they were
with
like,
him,
what?
He almost fell into the water.
All right. It was fun.
It was fun.
You know, it's not a big deal.
What would you recommend in that situation if you were in my shoes?
And you were trying to hit on those girls?
Yeah.
Talk about something in the surroundings.
With the surroundings?
Uh-huh.
Oh, look, this is my mother.
No.
Why is she in the pool?
Except for me. You did not know. You could have easily said, oh, where are you girls from? Because they have a distinct accent.
They did have a distinct accent.
They happen to be from Birmingham.
Yeah, yeah. They're probably listening
England.
To this podcast, actually.
Oh, well, they're attractive. One of them.
You do not need to start
them
going down
seriously
this line.
Seriously look like Khaleesi.
Yeah,
and Game of Thrones.
I thought they were all very beautiful, but anyway, so you would have just immediately started pointing out random shit in the surrounding area,
yes,
like you typically do.
I'm so sorry that I typically do. It's a sales technique.
Because it's like, oh, I see that, you see that, we must be in the same world right now.
What would you recommend?
By the way,
whatever you recommend, you didn't do because you didn't even.
Mom, I was not going to do anything when my mother is sitting there getting hit on by these men.
You could have talked about benign things like, oh, look at that tree over there.
No, I'm not going to be. First of all, there are no trees near the pool area. So I couldn't have talked about the trees.
What a lovely evening tonight.
I was not going to.
Beautiful
make,
weather.
There's something
in
about
Birmingham.
When you are around. I
get you to clam up.
I clam up like a clam.
Clam.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe next time
clam
say
the
to
clam.
Me, say, next time say to me, oh, Mom, I hear there's good food and alcohol over there.
You wouldn't have gotten that fucking hint. You were wasted.
The alcohol part, I would have been bing bada bing. Or how about, hey, Mom, someone's got some marijuana over there.
Need I mention that I was stone sober, by the way, at this time.
Maybe that was the issue.
I think you might be right.
Yes.
I spent the whole previous day drinking alcohol and throwing axes.
What?
Throwing axes. Axe throwing.
Why were you throwing axes?
I was at a bachelor party, and this is what men do, apparently.
Macho men.
They throw axes.
Where? That is the weirdest thing I've
ever
heard.
There was an axe throwing place. And I wasn't doing that well. And then suddenly, the guy that was leading us was this. He was a fucking just a clown, and he kept going. He's giving me all these like tips on how to whip the axe. He goes, you know, picture something down there that you really want to destroy. So I start picturing all my anxiety in that bullseye. I swear to God, I start whipping these axes. Bullseye, 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 bullseye. I come in second place in this whole competition.
Oh my God, you are actually a very good archer, I believe.
I have this one good eye, and it allows me to be incredibly good at archery, riflery, and now axe throwing.
Those are three absolutely essentials in life. I'm glad you're good at it.
Yes. Anything else? Not good at it. Baseball, no chance. Basketball, even worse.
When you were playing baseball, you were hoping that you got hit by a ball so you could walk to base. Okay.
There was one day.
You weren't really like the jock.
There was one day they put me in right field. But one time they put me in left field. And believe it or not, there was a ball that came flying out there.
And you ran away from
it. And
that.
I was convinced there's no chance I'm going to end up catching this thing. So I just put my mitt up and closed my eyes. I literally closed my eyes. I put my mitt up. The thing lands in the mitt.
No.
I catch the ball. I can't. I'm in such shock. I start dancing, dancing around. Meanwhile, everyone's tagging up and like running the bases. Basically, I got the one guy up, but everyone else on base starts scoring. And everyone, my dad was like, yeah. throw it in.
Oh, what
a vivid memory of this shit.
It's so adorable.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than your sister who went and wore party shoes to softball.
We got a message from one of our CastBox listeners that says, I swear I was your Lyft driver. I dropped off a group of guys at a bar that involves throwing axes this weekend and a bachelor party. Tabitha, thank you for dropping off. I drove myself, but there was two groups of Lyft.
If there are more than one axe throwing areas in LA,
there's
one,
only one.
Then she definitely was. She was part of the crew.
We got another question that is, how do you make her a squirter? Mom, you want to take that one?
No.
Okay. How about, why do I feel like someone's head got chopped off?
With the axe?
I didn't bring my glasses in it for the axe throwing, by the way.
That was very dangerous.
It was a dumb move.
Yeah, you're lucky that you didn't hit something or someone.
How?
Speaking of fathers.
Yeah.
I'd like to tell you about what happened to me.
Okay.
An extraterrestrial experience.
Okay.
A spiritual experience, if you will.
Oh, what? Okay. Let's hear
All
it.
Right. Obviously, you're not interested in hearing
I
about
want to
it.
Hear about your no. terrestrial, well, extraterrestrial.
What's on the... What's on
I just
the...
wanted to say that Tabitha was in Portland, Oregon. It was not in...
Oh, wrong axe. Okay. Wait, are you telling me this is like a...
I guess there are multiple axe-throwing places.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's for guys that have too much time on their hands.
Yeah, it was very fun, to be honest.
Throwing axes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I want to hear about your extraterrestrial experience.
You get really old, and you start doing shuffleboard. All right, what are you looking at?
Just keep going.
Okay, so here's my experience. This is an unbelievable experience that has happened to me involving your father.
Okay, so for those just tuning in, my father died 13 years ago.
Yes, he was murdered.
Wah, wah, wah.
What? Okay. That's so compassionate.
Well,
at
this point, it's just the two of us. We've heard this so many goddamn times.
Well, I just wanted to say that the reason I bring this up is because there's a lot of weird things that have happened involving his death that are not explicable. You can't explain them. So the latest thing, besides weird shit that happened when he was like, when it was during his funeral, and it was a bright sunny day in May in Chicago, and all of a sudden the lights went off, the clouds came in, and it starts pouring so loud nobody could hear anything that was going on in the funeral. So do you remember this?
It's fucking bonkers.
It's crazy. So I truly believe that your father communicates with me.
Oh my gosh.
This is inexplicable. I'm telling you, I'm in Chicago. It's Father's Day, and your brother decides that he's going to make a playlist on Spotify of songs that your dad would have liked to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted me to add to those songs because he didn't really know all the songs, but I, of course, knew very well what songs he liked to listen to. So I start, I'm in a room by myself, and I have a ceiling fan on, and on the ceiling fan is a light, but I turned the light off because I was going to sleep. So it was dark in the room. I had my phone. I start thumbing through Spotify to find a song that your dad would like. And I put one song on the playlist, I put another song, and all of a sudden, the light on the ceiling fan goes on.
Oh my God.
I'm thinking to myself, this has never happened. I mean, why would it go on by itself?
It's fucking nuts.
So then I shut it off with the remote control that I had, and then I start looking, scrolling through the list of songs again. I find another song that I think he's going to like, because he liked all these like really funky songs, like by Parliament. And
I love that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make my funk the P-Funk. Okay, so anyway, I put another song on. The light goes on again. I couldn't believe it. I started like...
Are you feeling shit as well?
I'm feeling like shaking, because I'm thinking, what the hell is going on here? Why... is this like keep going on every time I put a couple songs on? Like he's actually saying, yeah, that's a good one.
Were you saying, yes, I should put this on if it doesn't go on, if it goes on now?
This happened 5 times in a row. And by the way, this has never, ever happened. So then finally I'm like, oh my God, there's got to be a short or something in the remote control or something. So I slam it down and the light goes off. I go to sleep. It doesn't happen again. At 4 in the morning, I wake up out of a sound sleep because that's me. I look up, the light is blaring. It's on again.
What does that tell you?
He wanted to add more songs. I don't know. And you know, this has never happened again. I was stayed for 2 more weeks. Never did the light go on again on its own.
Wild. What do you make of it?
Your father was telling me what songs he wanted on the playlist.
With were any of these songs that you would fuck to?
What the fuck question is that?
I'm tying it into sex talk with my mom.
I had sex too. Yes.
When I'm listening to this playlist.
Masquerade in particular by George Benson.
Can we just take that one off the playlist?
No, you're not taking it off the playlist.
I don't want to be listening to your fuck list.
Well, then I'm not going to. It's not a fuck list. None of those songs were fuck lists. It's just that one song may have been one that don't take it off. I know you're taking it off.
I'm not taking it off.
All right.
I'm just trying to figure out how to get around that one.
All right.
What's it? This Masquerade.
This Masquerade by George Benson. It's a very good song, by the way.
Okay.
All right. But other than that, do you have any other weird ass questions to ask me?
That was,
you missed the whole point of the story. Apparently
I didn't miss the story. I don't know what to tell you. You're getting the, I don't know. Is he having sex with you?
I'm
trying to understand why you decided to bring this fucking the dark matter into this whole discussion.
Because it wasn't dark matter. It was like really like the first time that in a long time that I actually felt like there's no doubt in my mind that spirits are around and they're communicating. No doubt in my mind. I mean, this was, you explain
this would
it.
Set me over the edge.
Yeah, you can't, there's no way you can explain them. Anyway, that was an interesting story. And yes, text mom if you guys believe in that kind of thing or have had any experience like that, because that was a freaky.
Well, Tabitha on CastBox said, so sad. I always believe spirits all around us. I bet that's so true.
Tabitha, totally.
And then someone else said, I feel like I'm on South Park. Thank you, Madonna.
Madonna?
It's a male, actually.
Madonna is my age.
Yeah.
I love Madonna.
I love Madonna. You
know why I love Madonna?
Why?
She's a confident woman.
I know you like that confident, older, unique, genuine, assertive, and racy woman.
If you guys didn't know what that was, it was my an acronym?
Sure.
Acronym for cougar.
Mm-hmm. To close up this conversation,
yes,
about ghosts.
Yes.
I did go through a phase where I was extremely scared of ghosts.
I think you're still scared of ghosts.
I try not to think about it too much.
But you did go through a phase.
What's with them thinking? People are constantly thinking the ghosts are fucking them.
Who said that?
That's a thing, like a succubus.
What?
This is a thing.
A succubus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Meaning something sucking on the abyss.
I think a succubus is usually a woman, a female ghost that just visits a man and just fucks him in the sleep or something like that.
You're really groping here to come up with conversations to make it seem more sexual. I mean, we're talking about a ghost, not even a ghost, a spirit.
I'm dead serious. I'm not groping. This is a thing that...
That's a thing?
This is a thing.
Really?
It's very interesting that some people claim that they've actually had sex with ghosts.
Do you think you've ever had sex with ghosts? You'd freak out. You'd be running for the hills.
Honestly, at this point, it's more action than I'm currently getting and have had in a while. I'll take a ghost. I'll take a ghost. All right. So we got some responses that I wanted to get to.
Okay, let's hear it.
So Mr. Bean says, like a virgin.
Like a virgin.
Referring to the Madonna song.
Yes.
Tabitha says, you guys are cracking me up. This is too funny. Thank you, Tabitha. Then we got, they probably watched too much American Horror Story, specifically season one. And then Mr. Bean said, a nymphomaniac ghost is better than farm animals.
In what way?
Mr. Bean is constantly telling us about...
his farm animals.
Hey, Mr. Bean, do you want to call in, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Chat with us about your experience over there in Maine. I know you probably got some things going on at the farm that I'd like to hear about.
Especially with sheep.
Yeah.
Mr. Bean likes sheep.
Mr. Bean has been with us since the beginning.
Yeah. If any of you have had sex with a sheep, call in to Yes Text Mom.
I think we're probably going to just have one caller for that one, and it's going to be Mr. Bean.
Okay.
I mean, please call in if you think you fucked a sheep.
Oh, I wanted to mention something. You guys, Mr.
Bean is calling.
Oh,
can we
right
get
now?
To that after this
yeah,
call?
Okay,
yeah. Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean, you're on the show.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Awesome, awesome. Wow, this is a trip, man. I've given up on the sheep, man. I think this hot tub stuff is... Now let's get back to this, man. It's like two women.
gorgeous women that cameras...
Four gorgeous women.
Oh, there were four of them.
Four of them. So, Mr. Bean, what would you have done? Say, you're in a hot tub with four gorgeous women and your mother.
I'm turning 20 shades of red right now, but I think, this is sex talk with my mom. I understand the mom theory, but four women, let's ask the experts. Everyone else jump in on this one.
You're getting all bashful over
there?
Wait,
what would you ask? If there were four sheep, what would you think?
I'd call Farmer in the Dell and have him take over, and I'd jump in the hot tub myself.
Farmer in the Dell. All right. Wait, what's going on over there in Maine with the sheep?
Gorgeous women. I'd get some talking going on and see if one and one is going to equal two, you know?
does that mean? Like, Mr. Breed, what's going on over there on your end? Are you married? What's going on in your love life?
I'm like a nymphomaniac with a jock itch.
With a what? A bitch?
Jock itch.
With jock itch. Oh, that Cam has that problem too, apparently.
I do have that problem.
Oh, no. Come on. Don't bust us both, Mom.
Oh, man. Mr. Bean.
Yeah. What would I do? Four gorgeous women in a hot tub.
Someone said it's a jock itch from the sheep.
I would, at least have a conversation and see where it goes. I mean, sky's the limit, man.
Are you seeing anyone right now?
Yes, actually.
How did you meet that person?
I was at a party that friends hold and everything. No nudity, just beers, a band, food, and everything like that. And come to find out, she actually lived in the neighborhood where I grew up.
Do you remember having an opening line?
No, hell no.
You didn't start talking about the trees around you?
You didn't talk about sheep?
No. Actually, I mean, Maine is, not farmland, but I mean, there is city here.
Farmland. I love that.
It's the Chicago accent or California. Every place has an accent. But we just started talking, and then
you lay the charm on. You lay the Mr. Bean charm on, and it was all she wrote. After that, it was like, did she propose to you, or did you propose to her?
We haven't gotten married, so we're living in sin. So,
I don't even think I can speak to you right now.
Living in sin. All right.
I know. You should be jumping through the phone and beating me or something.
Does she happen to know about the Pop Rocks?
The Pop Rocks. There's actually a great candy store here in Maine, and it's called Yummies, and they sell all kinds of Pop Rocks. Whoops. Did I pun? I think I gave too much shout outs for the Yummies place, but it's one.
Yeah, coming on the show, giving advertisements to some candy stores where you can get some Pop Rocks and put in your rectum.
Yeah. Well, what the doctor does.
Why are you acting like you did not tell us that you did
this? The first message you sent us was, I put beans in, what was it? Beans in my rectum, right?
Yeah, and then the Pop Rocks.
And then Pop Rocks is better.
And then you talked about the lonely nights with sheep.
I know. I'm busted.
You're totally busted. Well, thank you for calling in. Yeah. We love hearing your voice, and we really appreciate you sticking around.
I hope it doesn't turn you on, Kim. I hope it turns on. No.
I have a raging erection right now.
Oh my God.
You guys, I gave up sheep. I'm jumping in front of a car or something. Nice, good. This is actually pretty cool, man. I love the live show there. I listened to that show with Sid, and it's like, damn,
boy.
Get them on, have them on edge.
Yeah, this is the best way. Maybe this is our future that we keep going live. Let's see if we got any other callers who want to call in and ask us any questions related to their sex and relationships.
Yeah, I don't want them my ass. I mean, sorry.
No, they definitely want your ass. But, we got to spread the love over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
We love your songs.
We do.
All right. One more before I, and then you guys can boot me and get some better talk going, guys. While I'm working. Let me tell you about the birds and the bees, the flowers and the trees and the birds and the grass. All right.
Pop rocks up your ass. I know where this is going.
Yeah. It always goes to the pop rocks in your ass, Bean.
It's always that way. It never changes. Anyway, well, thank you very much, and we will talk to you soon. Before we go on into further questions, I just wanted to remind people that we were on the Mommy's Tell All podcast.
This was a very fun experience.
Yeah. I mean, these are the bachelors. They're on The Bachelor. They're female, though. They're pregnant, both of them, Carly and Jade.
So, just to be clear, we were invited on, and usually when we start talking with someone for a podcast, we do a lot of research. We try to figure out who these people are ahead of time.
For whatever reasons, I forgot to do research.
Well, we were very busy for that week, and we figured, oh, they're going to interview us. We're not going to do too much, you know, research. We don't need to know too much about their lives. We get there, and we realize very quickly, wait a minute, these people were on The Bachelor of Paradise. We start Wikipediaing it.
Yeah.
While we're sitting in the waiting room waiting to go on.
We're trying to get some information.
And we figure out they're on Bachelors in Paradise, but neither of us watch this show.
Yeah, I've watched The
Bachelor. I didn't know what the fuck Bachelor in Paradise even is.
Have you ever even watched The Bachelor?
I've seen segments.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they gave us the scoop on what actually goes on. So you should listen to that episode. It's called Sex Talk with My Mom, I believe. And it's on Mommy's Tell All. And it was so confusing because they're both pregnant.
You're the only person I know who you would go on the show. Their listeners were probably cringing. You go on the show and you're like, so you're on The Bachelor or something?
You're on The Bachelor?
And then, of course, without abandon, so are they filming you fucking with those bachelors?
I didn't say fucking. Are they filming you having sex?
I think you were swearing.
Well, anyway, they were pretty open about what went on The Bachelor. I mean, apparently there's like lights coming on. It was almost pornographic. I was getting turned on by the whole idea of the exhibitionism part.
Oh, of course you were. This is what your takeaway was from The Bachelor.
My takeaway is these girls are adorable.
Someone said, I love Bachelor in Paradise. It's like going to the zoo.
It is.
They were trying to convince me to go on Bachelor in Paradise.
Well, they were.
To go on the I guess I would be on The Bachelorette.
No, they wanted you to be the Bachelor.
The Bachelorette.
You're going to be the Bachelor. And you're going to be a nice Bachelor. They're like, oh, he's so nice.
He's a nice Bachelor.
He's going to be on the nice Bachelor. And then I suggested, what about a clown Bachelor?
Oh, yeah. Everyone wants to date. No one. There will be no contestants for that show after the first episode.
Yeah. Can you just imagine?
They show up. They're like, wait a minute. This is the guy you're trying to set us up with?
All these hot girls, like the ones in the hot tub. And then you come in there.
I mean, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
That's
what I'm thinking. I'm looking at these girls in the hot tub. I'm like, why would they ever want to be with a clown?
Well, why do you have to consider yourself a clown? Why can't you consider yourself a handsome man? Why do you have to consider yourself a clown?
Why do you wear clothing
from thrift stores?
Because I like clothing from thrift stores.
Okay. It's a sense of style.
It is a sense of style. Anyway, they tried to convince me to go on The Bachelorette as a contestant, and I'd said, no, thank you.
Why? Why wouldn't you go?
Too much drama. I don't need that. I can barely handle the stress of a completely just one normal date with one person.
So wait,
who's trying to do that with like 17 guys around?
Would you want to do The Bachelorette or The Bachelor?
I would. I'd prefer neither, actually.
You would not like to be with a bunch of women that are like in the hot tub?
It sounds like very.
You know, you'd be like analyzing them. Like
I know.
Have you had a history of sexually transmitted diseases that you'd like to show me?
What, are they going to show me meditating for 20 hours a day?
They're going to walk in and you're going to see like what's behind the scenes. Oh, it's just Cam and his vow of silence.
Yeah. I don't think I'm a good contestant.
But maybe if they had some sort of a spiritual type bachelor.
We're getting asked, would you ever go on Big Brother if they ever asked you? I think that's also a no. You
Why? Know? What happens on Big Brother?
I just don't like this idea. It's like the whole succubus thing. I don't like
again,
this idea
with the succubus.
Of people just being able to, why can't we have some privacy these days?
Wait, what is Big Brother doing?
Big Brothers, they just put you in a house with a bunch of other people, which I wouldn't like in the first place.
Because I
can't sleep.
I would never be able to sleep in a house with other people.
People leaving their dishes fucking everywhere.
Wait, what's the idea of Big Brother? Just to see if you could tolerate a bunch of annoying...
I guess so. And then they put the cameras throughout the whole thing. And maybe you play games. It's kind of like Survivor indoors.
Oh, okay. That's a stupid thing. But I would like to be on that Great Race one. You race around the world.
The Amazing Race?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would
be
fun.
Great Race.
I forgot the name of it.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if we were contestants on the Great Race, we'd kill it. We'd kill each other.
We would have so much fun. Let's go on the Great Amazing Race. Two of us. The problem is the first night, we would not be able to sleep because we'd be too nervous.
Oh,
we wouldn't get any sleep the whole time.
And we would have terrible directions. We wouldn't be able to get anywhere.
You'd have like rheumatoid arthritis issues. By the way, I am convinced. This is what happened to me the other night. Just for our fans who are just joining us now, both Cam and I have severe anxiety, and mine is related.
Can you speak for yourself?
Health related anxiety. Oh, like you don't. Like you don't
I
think
have
you
have moderate to normal.
You do not have moderate.
Moderate to normal
yours
anxiety.
Yours is severe. Severe anxiety at all times.
At all times?
You even just brought up your old balls itching thing right just now.
There. You brought up my balls itching thing.
No.
Don't you remember Bean saying, hey, you throwing us both under the bus? That was you.
Okay, so this is what happened to me the other night. So I go to sleep. My mother has Parkinson's disease. I have a fear of Parkinson's disease. I thought I had it twice already and MS. But anyway, I go to sleep. In the middle of my sleep, I wake up because I had leaped out of bed. I had a dream about snakes chasing after me, and I hit my head on a lamp. I literally flew out of bed, hit my head on a lamp. And then I start doing research as what does this mean? And it means I have some sort of a disease where you don't sleep deeply. And in 38% of people who have this disease in 10 to 12 years get Parkinson's disease. This is what I had to find out.
This is very disturbing. To be honest, though, you know what I think it is?
What?
It's that you use the screens before bed.
Everybody uses screens. So why is it that I leap out of bed?
Because you think that you're on...
This happened to me twice. I leaped out of my bed and hit my head on a wall one time.
Why are you constantly hitting your head and places?
That's the thing that leaps... You know, I'm like a torpedo out of bed when I'm being chased by something. So I was torpedoing out of bed and hit my head on a lamp.
What does your boyfriend D say about this?
He said, are you okay? He didn't remember saying, are you okay? He said, are you okay? And then went promptly back to sleep.
So what are you going to do?
Nothing.
You're just going to sit and hope to not run into the wall again in the middle of the night?
It happens once every couple of years.
Oh, okay. So what's the big deal?
It happened now twice. I'm telling you, I'm a victim of Parkinsonian disease of the future.
Okay.
You have nothing to say.
I don't know how to fight that. I mean, you got the stats.
Yeah, I got the stats.
What was the percentage likelihood of pre-Parkinson's?
38%. 90% of all are male.
Okay, so you don't have that going for you.
I know. I'm happy about that aspect.
All right, we got a question from the audience from Ariel. What's your favorite thing to do on a first date? Mom, do you have an answer for that?
Yes. Have sex. Just kidding. First thing, you know, like what would be a great first date?
This question comes up a lot for me because I'm going on these.
Yeah.
I'm hinging around.
You're
going
hinging
on these online dates. I don't want to fucking.
I like going.
It's always a drink. It's always a drink.
That's what I was about to say. I like having a nice glass of wine.
You can't even go to the bar to meet someone anymore because you got to meet them on an app first, and then you take them to the bar.
What's your point?
The bars are useless.
Okay.
We got Mr. Bean calling in again.
Okay, what has he got going
on? Should we invite him on?
Are we talking?
Is he going to start with this again?
Going to talk about the jackets?
Mr. Bean, you got an answer?
I've got all the answers. I'm like the Shell answer man here.
What's up?
This online dating thing, my biggest pet peeve is like, I mean, back in the day when I did Plenty of Fish, it's like, okay, you know, they like long romantic walks on the beach and everything like that.
Everyone loves a fucking long romantic walk.
And a beach.
Who's got a long beach?
Oh, well, there's no sheep in Maine, but there's a long beach. It's called Old Orchard Beach.
And, okay.
I mean, so one night, you know, there used to be a bar, and I mean, you could probably stumble like out the front door and you'd be like right on the beach. And You guys can probably do a few episodes out there because, I mean, you know, this guy and a girl were, like, going at it. You know, she was all covered up, and he was, you know, conducting
what's happening right now? What the fuck is going on over here?
Where are you?
Are you painting a picture for, like, a fantasy of yours right now?
Yeah. What's going on with that?
No.
Why did you happen to bring this up?
Okay, so you're on Plenty of Fish. What would you say do you have success over there or what?
Yeah, some is success. But the thing is that then you go and you look at the same ones for like years. I mean, I think even mine's still on there from like 10 years ago. But then there's also like an old friend finder. So it's like you can go on Plenty of Fish and see them all in clothes. And go on to that old friend finder and see him butt naked. So, I mean.
Oh, boy. And now, so apparently, you've had some experience with the adult friend finder. Are you naked, too, by the way?
No. I'm at work.
I'm talking about when you're on adult friend finder. Do you take pictures of yourself naked and put them on there?
Jesus, no. Just those little stick figures that I draw there and send you as a dick picture, those are pretty scary, too.
Bonnie says, what was the longest you went without sex in a single relationship?
Mr. Bean, you want to answer that?
2 minutes, man. I'd be freaking... No, I'm at work, so it's like longest... I got to think about this one.
And that includes farm animals.
Mom, what was the longest stretch you went in a relationship without having sex?
Probably. I know for a fact that after I had children, I was not able to have sex.
Oh, so wow. How long is it?
At least like 7 weeks or something like that. 7 weeks, 3 hours, 24 seconds. I don't know exactly the amount.
7 weeks?
I think it was 6 or 7 weeks.
How many milliseconds? All right, Mr. Bean, we're gonna make room for other people over here. Good talking.
Yeah, exactly. Get some people on there. Take care.
People. Bye. All right. Let us know how long you guys have gone in a given relationship without having sex. We're curious.
Also, well, you didn't answer that question, Cam.
I have literally not had sex in 2 years.
It's not been 2 years. And by the way, I know that you don't consider it intercourse, but you've had other stuff.
Yeah. A lot of hooking up.
So but not, you're not some penetration. Mr. Innocent there.
All right. Yeah, Josh says he's gone a year without sex in a relationship.
Well, does that include like making out and stuff like that? And by the way, Cam, do you consider using the fleshlight that I gave you?
I haven't used that in years.
I just saw something about that porn star that was
Riley Reed.
Yeah, I just saw something about it recently.
Yeah, you're checking in on her sometimes?
I don't know. Somehow it came up. I'm like, oh, that's the porn star that Cam has a fleshlight of. I think fleshlights have to be after a certain expiration date. They can't be good because, like, you know, it's like a...
Oh, mine is probably all fucking...
It's got to be like...
So gross and crusty.
Yeah, like it's got to be like gooey and gummy and full of dust and debris.
We got another person. We got Bonnie that says she went without about a year without sex in a relationship.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you can always use your vibrators and stuff.
Well, but why would people go a year without having sex in a relationship?
Oh, in a relationship.
They're in a relationship. Oh. They'll go a whole year without having sex.
Oh, well, some people have issues.
Like?
Intimacy issues. I told you, I have friends of mine who don't have sex at all. They're done. They hit a wall. They're done.
Mm-hmm. So, Bonnie, why you want to jump in here and explain why you weren't having sex for a year? I'm sure our listeners would like to hear that.
Well, she would not be alone. Trust me. There's a lot of people out there that are in relationships.
That's what I'm saying. I bet a lot of the people would relate to that.
Yeah. But I think if you can, you should try to make it happen because you're depriving yourself.
What about me?
What? I told you should try to make it happen. You had an opportunity last night and you didn't.
Had an opportunity my ass last night. You were fucking lingering. I was not going to have an opportunity to have sex.
I was literally trying to have my conversation with two guys. And you had to interrupt.
You think I have a chance with those girls?
Yes.
They're here for a week.
I think you should go for it. They're staying in my apartment complex.
But with another man.
Who cares? I say you go for it. Or you know, one of them was about the same age as your brother. Maybe.
Wait, what?
There was one of them that was like your brother's age. So you might be able to fix him up too.
Oh, which one was that?
The one that looks like Khaleesi.
That was, she's young.
Yep. Yum. Young.
Yup. You said yum.
Yeah. Okay. She was yum and young.
Bonnie says quite a few times it occurred. deployments, stress, and my own health issues. I think those are all reasons people would
logical reasons, and it happens to people. And you know what? You know, it's like riding a bike. You just got to get back on.
We did get a few people that are chiming in on this one. Tabitha says she isn't alone going through that too. Mine is not a happy situation. Not in a happy situation. I'm sorry to hear that, Tabitha.
Yeah, Tabitha, find a way that you can make peace with it or move on.
And then Rudy says, why do people think having sex is always so important? What if you can't have sex because you're ill? Does it mean a relationship falls apart?
No, because sex can be a lot of things. It's not just the actual penetration. You can hold hands and you can cuddle and you can have intimacy that's not necessarily an actual act of, you know, intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of things that you can do. You have fingers, you have, you know, you got toes, you got all kinds of ways you can enjoy each other's company.
I think that even just connecting, I mean, does it always need to be, do you even need to play with each other's bits?
Do you always have to have Wes and oil on hand?
What?
I'm just kidding.
The fuck is Wes and oil?
You never heard of Wes and oil?
No.
It's like oil.
Wes and oil?
Did you ever? I was in a house one time where a guy had a Wes and oil party, put oil all over his body and a girl's body, and it was like a big sloppy mess.
Bondi says, Wes and oil? No.
I think Mr. Bean would like to be involved in a Wes and oil party.
Oh, Mr. Bean probably is covered in Wes and oil as we speak. Josh says, now I'm seeing that image. Okay. I want to end with a little fortune cookie that I received this week. That I thought was just such a uplifting thought.
Before you end with that one, I got one here that's pretty good too. I have a coffee mug that said, love is like a fart. If you have to force it, it's probably crap. Can you top that one?
Yeah, I could fucking top that one.
Okay, let's hear your fortune cookies.
I got two over here. One that says 42.7% of all statistics are made up on the spot.
I feel better knowing that.
What the fuck kind of fortune is that?
Maybe that was for me because of what happened with when I started researching for the
Parkinson's.
Yeah. I feel so much better when I just read that. Thank you for reading that.
Well, when I got this fucking fortune.
You got angry.
I was angry. I'm looking for a good fortune. Something like your rent is going to be paid this month.
That's only going to happen if we get patrons.
You're going to have sex at some point in the next year.
Decade.
That would have been a good fucking fortune. 42.7% of all cities are made up on the spot. It's a shit joke. I got a shitty joke instead of... They don't call it shitty joke cookies.
Wait, you think that's a shitty joke? I thought it was real. Damn.
No, this is... Mom, it's a joke.
Oh.
This is a made-up statistic. 42.7% of all statistics are made up. That is a statistic that's been made up.
That's a fortune cookie joke.
All right, here's another one that I got that the next night. I don't know why I was having so much Chinese food. But this one said, watch your relations without other people carefully, he reserved. What the fuck does that mean?
What?
Watch your relations without other people carefully, he reserved. This is a quote from a shit poem or something like this.
Let's break that down.
Yeah, let's break it down.
Watch your relations without. And maybe it was supposed to be with.
Watch your relations with other people carefully, he reserved. Watch your relations.
Maybe they meant like, you know, just like watch your interactions.
Well, Tabitha, it reminds us that when reading your fortune, you're supposed to say in bed at the end of your fortune.
Oh, let's do it.
So this is supposed to say, watch your relations without other people carefully, he reserved in bed.
I like it. Tabitha's got a point there.
Oh, this one. 42.7% of all statistics are made up on the spot in bed.
How about this one?
So someone's in the...
Love is like a fart. If you have to force it, it's probably crap in bed.
Oh, this might be a fun way to end
our
show. We're going to have to get a lot of fortune cookies over here.
What was the other one that said?
Oh, the one that you fucking love?
Yeah, where is
Sex
it?
Is only dirty if it's done right?
Yeah.
I remember that because you quoted all the goddamn time.
Oh, that was a good one. In bed.
In bed. All right. You want to close it out? Wait, first of all, before we close it out with the song, I just want to thank everyone so much for joining us on CastBox. This has been super fun. What'd you think of this?
I thought it was great. I love it.
For our podcast listeners, join us on CastBox and subscribe to us over there so you get notified when we're going live. I think we're going to record these live. Actually, yes, text mom us That's our
if
hotline.
If you like this,
text us at Yes Text Mom or leave us a voicemail at Yes Text Mom. If you enjoyed this type of recording,
we didn't
it's pretty fun to be interactive. What?
We didn't get a chance to answer any of the listener questions or comments that we got.
We actually didn't get any major questions this week. We got a bunch of comments that were very complimentary.
One
person said I needed to ask out Rachel O'Brien.
You should ask her out.
I should ask her out. And then another said, hi, y'all. I just finished listening to your episode with Yael and Molly for the third time, and I just can't get enough. Please have them on. Thank you very much. They're delights. On that note, Yes Text Mamas, if you enjoy this type of interaction, if this is enjoyable, even if you're not interacting with us.
And if you guys haven't already subscribed and written reviews on iTunes, please do that. Because if you subscribe, then you don't miss out on any of this stuff.
And share this with a friend.
Yeah. Don't be so selfish for crying out loud.
Yes.
I like
it. Sing them out, mother.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the weird things that happen with your lighties.
Your lighties?
Lights.
Lights.
Lights, but it didn't rhyme with ease.
All right.
It wasn't
fine.
That bad.
It was very bad, actually. Lighties. Yeah, that was bad. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.